We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Hashkomas HaBoker, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Gimel. V'zeh Bechinas Hisoyerus Hashena. Rav Nosson Zal says the introduction that we gave now, with this we'll be able to understand the whole concept of getting up from sleep, waking up from sleep. Ki Iker Hashena Nimshach Rav Nosson Zal explains to us now that the reason why human beings are compelled to sleep is because of the fact that the Malchus, which Rabbeinu Zal refers to in that chapter in Likutei Moharan as the Seichel HaTachtoin, the lower Seichel, is very close to the forces of Tumah, the Chitzoinim, the Klipois, the Sidra Achra. Kihi Madrego Achroina Shelagdusha Kiyadua, because Malchus is the lowest level of the spectrum of Kedusha. Therefore, it's the closest one to the other side, to the Tumah. Alkein Lefomim Hinoifele Salehim. And for this reason, at times, the Malchus falls, it drops out of the arena of Kedusha into the Sitra Achra. Dehainu shenoifeles letoich bechinas hadalet malchus, meaning that the Malchus of Kedusha falls into the four kingdoms of the Sitra Achra. Shehem bechinas chochmos chitzonius, which Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moharan equates to secular wisdoms. Secular wisdoms are associated with the Sidra Achra. Sheheim roitzim lahamshich zeh ha-seichel aleihem. These chochmois chitzonius, they want to try to draw the Malchus, which is called this chochma tato, this lower chochma, they want to try to draw it into their hands. Lehizgaber al yedei zeh ha-seichel b'chochmas chitzonius shalahem. To use that as fuel and power to strengthen their secular wisdoms. In other words, we're being shown here, and Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in Likutei Moharan, that there's a battle, in a sense, between the Chochmah of Kedusha, the Chochmah of the Torah, the Chochmah of Hashem, versus Chochmois Chitzonius, secular wisdoms, extraneous wisdoms, wisdoms that do not bring a person close to Hashem, wisdoms that ignore the existence of Hashem, or in certain cases, deny the existence of Hashem. So there's a battle between the Chochmah of Kedusha and the Chochmah of the Sitra Achra, between the Malchus of Kedusha and the Malchus of Sitra Achra. And Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moharan speaks about the Malchus, referring to it as the lower level Chochmah, the knowledge, the intellect that's needed to rule is referred to as Chochmah Tato. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there that this Chochmah Tato, this Malchus, because it's all the way down, because it's the lowest level within the framework of Kedusha, it's the easiest accessible to the Sitra Achra. When the Sitra Achra wants to grab onto the Kedusha in order to draw energy and strength from there, they attack, they reach up to the Malchus first. And they want to try to draw energy from that Malchus so that they will be ruling, so that their wisdom, their Chochmas Chitzonius, will override the Chochmah of Kedusha. Kamaisha Kosov Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in chapter 30 in Likutei Moharan, which this halacha is based on. V'azai tzrichim shena. And when this takes place, when the forces of the Sitra Achra are trying to draw the Malchus down to themselves in order for them to gain strength to battle against the Chochmah of Kedusha, then we require sleep. Hainu, kol zman she'yicholim l'shtamesh im zeh ha'seichel b'kedusha, meaning, so long as we have the ability to use the Malchus, which is called this lower level seichel, to use it for holiness, sheyuchal lesavei val yodoi lovoi lasogas elikus, whereby we're able to use this Malchus, this Chochmah Tato, to help us in our quest for understanding of Hashem, hu mitzvah gedoyla l'shtameish imoy. It's a very big mitzvah to use that malchus, that chochmah tatah, to help us achieve hasagas elokus. Kefi ma sheyuchal kol echad l'fiyo erkoi, to the degree that each person is capable of doing so, of using the malchus, the chochmah tatah, as a stepping stone and as a stepladder to help him achieve hasagas elokus. That's when it's going well, when you're able to do that. Avol, kishehasechel maschel lipoil, however, when this chochmah tatah, when this malchus starts falling, umizgabrim olav bilbulim, and all kinds of extraneous forces are starting to take it over, shezeh nimshach mebchinas hanal, that's caused by what we mentioned earlier, shebchinas hachochmas chitzonius, sheim adalid malchus, it's being caused by the fact that the four kingdoms of the Sitrachra, which are associated with secular wisdoms, are trying to conquer that malchus and trying to be able to use it to their advantage, for their benefit. Azai tzrichim lishon. When that happens, then the person has to go into sleep. Shehu histalkus hadas. Sleep is relinquishing the sechel, giving up the das. Dahainu lesalek daitoi legamri. Meaning, when a person goes to sleep, he's removing the das completely. Umishom ikra b'chinas hashena. And that's what brings about sleep, when a person lets go of the das, the sechel, the consciousness. Sleep is a type of loss of consciousness. V'alkein b'shas sheino, and that's therefore when a person is sleeping, haneshama, the soul of the person, shehi b'china, shehi hasechel, which is also the intellect of the person, bo b'toich emuna, the soul, the sechel, enters into emuna, into faith. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Eicha chapter 3, chadoshim labakorim. We renew ourselves in the morning, the rabo emuna secha, through a heightening of emuna. There's an increase of emuna. Ki oz tzrichen lesalek hasecha legamri, because when a person goes to sleep, they have to remove the consciousness, remove the sechel totally, velismoich rak al emuna levad, and rely only on emuna at that time. V'alkein b'shas sheino sitra d'moisa shalit. And this is why the Zohar Kodesh tells us that when a person is sleeping, the sitra achra is ruling, has power. Kemuva b'Zohar Kodesh, as is brought in the Zohar Kodesh, in Vayeshev daf kuf pei dalet amid beis. Kioz mistalek hachayim shenimshach me'oir haponim, because when a person is sleeping, the life which the person normally receives from the light of Hashem's face leaves, umizgabrim b'chinas hadalid malchios, and that's a time when the four kingdoms of the Sitra Achra are becoming powerful. Sheheim Sitra Damoisa. They are associated with death, with the Sitra Achra. Just like the Gemara tells us that sleep is a taste of death. Sleep is 1/60th of death. So at the time of sleep, a person is unplugging to a degree from the source of life, from the Oyer Haponim, from Seichel, HaChochma Techaya. Seichel is something that gives life. When a person goes to sleep, they're unplugging from that and plugging into emuna instead. Va'oz ikar hakiyum al yedei emuna. And at that time, when a person is going to sleep, their main existence is coming from emuna. Al yedei shekoyren kriyashma shalamito bekavona. As the Arizal emphasizes, and the Gemara stresses, that one of the most important things that we do when we're going to sleep is reciting the Kriya Shema Alamita with tremendous kavana. That's the avodah. Shehi b'chinas emuna. We know that Kriya Shema is emuna. So that's how we start the night. That's how we start sleep by Kriya Shema, showing that now we're changing gears. During the daytime, where our attachment to Hashem is with Chachma, with Seichel, with light, with life. During the nighttime, when nighttime comes, because of the fact that if we try to use, if we allow the Malchus to be in the spotlight at that time, Malchus is Chachma Tato. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Lamed and Likut Imram that you have Chachma Ilah, which is Chachma, which is Hasoga Selikus, a very high level understanding of Hashem. And then you have Malchus, which is called Chachma Tato, a lower level of Chachma, which serves as a stepping stone and a springboard for the Chachma Ilah, for the Hasoga Selikus. During the day, when the Sitra Achra is inactive, when it's not so powerful, so we're using the Chachma Tato together with the Chachma Ilah, the Malchus with the Chachma, to keep reaching higher and higher levels of understanding Hashem. But when nighttime comes, when that darkness takes over, which means it's a time when the Sitra Achra is very powerful, if we allow the Malchus to be where it was during the day, they'll grab that Malchus and they'll use it for their purposes, which is for Chochmas Chitzonius, for secular wisdoms, to strengthen those things which oppose Chochma of Kedusha, which oppose Hasoga Selikus. Therefore, what do? How do we counter that? We shut down the Malchus. We shut down the Malchus. We flick the switch off. And therefore, the Malchus, this Chochma Tato, is no longer available. It's off during the nighttime. So the question is then, how are we existing? The answer is we shift gears and we plug into Emuna. Emuna is histalkus hadas. We're sending the das away when we go to sleep. Our soul leaves us, the soul, which represents sechel. Shehaneshama shebamoichi, we say. So the soul leaves, the soul goes up to heaven when a person goes to sleep. The Chachma leaves, the Moichan leaves, so that it's not available at all for the Sitra Achra to try to grab onto and drag it down into their place. And we are in Emuna mode. And again, Rav Nosal says this is why the Gemara and the Sifrei Kabbalah stress that how do we initiate the night? With Kriya Shema. Kriya Shemita showing that now we're no longer in Seichel mode, we're switching to Emuna. Ki be'eis shechachmas chitzonius. Shem klal kol mine bilbulim sheyesh lechol adam shebo'olam v'chol ha'machshavos ro'es v'zorim v'hirhurim v'rayonim ro'im shekulam nimshachem mebchinas haklipos shem dalad malchias shem chochm chitzonius. Rav Nosson Zal, this is one of those cases where Rav Nosson Zal gives us a list of about 8 items which are all similar to each other. They're all one in a sense. So Rav Nosson Zal wants to say that when that whole gang is in power, which is at nighttime, what's the gang? The gang is called Chochmas Chitzonius. That's one name for them. Another name for them is they represent the totality of all the confusion that a Jew has in this world, all the things that confuse a person, and also all the bad thoughts, machshava yisroel, is actual illegal, illicit kinds of thoughts, thoughts of sin, vizorim, and also extraneous thoughts, vihirhurim, virayonim roim, and all kinds of wrong ideologies and wrong ideas. Rav Nosson Zal is putting all of that together in one package. That all goes under the umbrella term chochmas chitzonius, sitra achra, sitra demoisa. And all of these, Rav Nosson Zal say, come from the klipos, which are the four kingdoms of the Sitra Achra, which are Chochmos Chitzonius. Kishehem maschilim lehizgaber al haseichel, when the night begins and these guys start trying to move in on the seichel, to move in on that Chochmat Ator, that Malchus, because they want to grab it to themselves, to use it for their purposes, because nighttime is when they're more in charge. Azai tzrichen lesale kadas legamri. Then we have to cut the string. It's like a person's flying a kite, and the kite gets caught in something, and he cuts the string to release the kite, and now the kite just goes up into the sky, finished. We cut the string, in a sense. We release that Chochmat Hator. We let go of that Chochmat Hator through by closing our eyes, going to sleep. We're being mesalik the das, ולסמוך על אמונה. And we're switching channels, we're going into emuna mode. שזהו בחינס שינה, that's sleep, שהוא הסתלקוס הדס, where the das leaves, שעוז בו הנשמה בתוך אמונה, that's when the soul enters into emuna. It's no longer swimming in seichel das, as it was during the daytime. At nighttime, the neshama is swimming in emuna. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in the first half of Likut Imran, chapter 35. Okay. Now Rabbeinu Nosson Zal says, V'af al pi shehashena hi toiva gedoyla. Despite the fact that sleep, on one hand, is a tremendous benefit, aval tzri, because we see that during sleep, the malchus is being protected, the chokhmat hatorah is being protected, so that the other guys shouldn't get hold of it. So we see there's a benefit in sleep. Aval tzrichen lezgaber shelo yishon yoyser midai. Still, a Jew has to try very hard not to sleep excessively, not to sleep too much. V'alkein tzrichen lezgaber ko'ari lamoid baboiker. And this is why the Gemara says, and the Halacha says, that a Jew has to be strong like a lion in getting up in the morning, jumping out of bed, out of sleep, l'shaber hashena, to break out of sleep, v'lasik b'toyru tfila, and to get involved in toyru tfila, k'dei lachtoich u'lahalois es hamalchus chochmat hatorah mehem, in order to thereby sever completely the connection, the attachment of the Malchus, the Chochmah d'Torah, to the Sitra Achra. We said at night, sometimes the Malchus moves down, and sometimes it actually goes into the domain of the Sitra Achra. And sometimes they grab hold of it, and they're holding on tight, they don't want to let it go. In the morning, we have to be involved in studying Torah and Tefillah, which is going to slice, which is going to sever the connection of that Malchus, that Chochmah d'Torah, to the Sitra Achra. Ulahaloi says Hamalchus, Chochmat HaTorah mehem, and to raise up the Malchus, this Chochmat HaTorah, from the Klipois, Kedei Lizkois Al Yedei Zeh Lahasogos HaLukus Kanal, in order to allow us once again on this new day that's beginning now, to achieve Hasogos HaLukus, understanding of Hashem. Because Rabbeinu Zal showed there in Likut Imran and many other places that you can't go directly to Chochmah. You can't go directly to Hasogas Elokus. You have to go via the Malchus. The Zohar Kodesh says, Pischuli Sharei Tzedek, Ovoi Vomo Deko, open the gates of righteousness. Zeh Hashar LaHashem. This is the gateway to Hashem. What is the Shar? The gateway is the Malchus. When a person wants to access any of the higher levels of holiness, especially Chochmah, you have to come in from the bottom. You have to come in from the Malchus. So again, during the daytime, our goal is to get to that Chochmah Ilah, that Hasogas Elokus. But we know we have to come in via the Malchus, the Chochmah HaTorah. So we have to make sure that if during the nighttime the Malchus dropped down into the domain of the Sitra Achra, we have to make sure to get it out of there, to sever that connection, bring the Malchus back upstairs into the arena of Kedusha, so that now we can attach ourselves to that Malchus and go via the Malchus to Chochmah, to Hasogas Elokus, all kinds of things. V'ze shivisi Hashem lenegdi somit. And this is why the Shulchan Aruch tells us, get up strong, get up powerful in the morning, and always picture Hashem in front of you. Meaning that this is going to be your mission throughout the day, to have Hashem in front of you. Sheyizke lahakiras Hashem yizborach. To be zeche, to realize Hashem in the fullest extent, to the fullest degree that you possibly can, to see him all around you, in everything you're looking at, in a tree, in a person, in the Torah that you're learning, in everything you do, to be able to see Hashem. Dehainu, sheyasig elokusa yisborach, meaning to achieve an understanding and a deep connection to Hashem, ad sheyishve oisa yisborach lenegdi summit, to the point where a person is zoicha to have Hashem right in front of him at all times, v'lo yishkach oisei kerega, and not to forget Hashem for a moment. That's what that pasuk is referring to when it says Shivisi Hashem Lanegdi Samib, that by breaking out of sleep and by raising that malchus, by doing all of this preparation, we spoke about getting up in the middle of the night, we'll see soon. By doing all of that, a person is ready to start their day, to connect with Hashem, and to be so well connected that they're not going to be meisiach das at all during the day. They're not going to forget Hashem even for a moment during the, throughout the day. Paragraph Dalet. V'zeh pirish ha-posek hazeh. Rav Nosson says, with this we can understand the meaning of this pasuk, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samed, Hainu Hasoga Selukus Kanal, that's referring to being deeply attached to Hashem and understanding Hashem, realizing Hashem throughout the day. And the pasuk continues, Kimin Mini Bal Emoit, because I will not deviate, I will not swerve away from the right. Ki Iker Binyan Hamalchus Chochmatato Hualidei Bechinas Yemin Shu Chesed Kamashikos V'Shom, because the main ingredient that builds up the Malchus, the Chochmatato, is Chesed, which is the right side. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moharan, we know that of the seven lower spheres, Malchus is the bottom one. And therefore, it draws its energy, its life, from the top guy within that ladder, which is Chesed. The Chesed is the one who feeds the Malchus and gives it its life. So he said, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid refers to achieving Hasogas Elikus via the Malchus. And again, what are we doing to strengthen the Malchus? We're being, making sure not to deviate from the right, not to disconnect ourselves from Chesed, because Chesed is what gives life and power to the Malchus. Kalidei HaChesed because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in chapter 30 in the Likutei Moharan that through Chesed, Chesed is the knife that slices, that severs the connection between the Malchus and the Sidra Achra in order to allow the Malchus, that if the Malchus went down too far, it allows it to come back upstairs. Rabbeinu Zal there brings a pasuk, Zaru Lechem Tzedakah, the kitzru lefi chesed, liktsor, to cut that connection of the malchus of kedusha to the sidra achra, we do it through chesed. Umalin oisa, and once we've cut the malchus away from the sidra achra, we're able to elevate it all the way up el oir haponim, to the light of Hashem's face, kaviyochol, which is the chachma, shebesholish regolim, which shines especially on the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. As the pasuk says, Shalosh pamim bashana yeiro kol zchurcha es pnei Hashem Elokecha. Three times a year we can see Hashem's face on the special holidays. Shehu bechinas simchas halev al yedei. This is the joy of the heart. This refers to the joy in the heart. Al yedei hamitzvos sheoisim bechol hashana, which is brought about, which is generated through the mitzvahs that a person does throughout the entire year. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moharan where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Rabbeinu Zal shows there that the holidays are the heart of the year. And mitzvahs, we know that mitzvah is synonymous with joy, happiness. The pasuk says, Pikudi Hashem Yishorim Mesamchei Lev. The mitzvahs of Hashem bring joy to a person's heart. Rabbeinu Zal makes a statement in that chapter in Quran that the joy of all the mitzvahs that a Jew does throughout the entire year pack into the holidays. That's the simcha on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. It's that joy and happiness of the mitzvahs we did throughout the year moving in and really expressing themselves in the happiness of these holidays. V'zehu kimimini balemoit. And this is why the pasuk says over there that I will not deviate, I will not move away from the right side. Hainu, this means, al yedei bechinas yemin shu chesed, through the right side, which represents chesed, al yedei zeh bal emoit. That will ensure that I will not deviate from Hashem. I won't separate from Hashem in any way. That will ensure that I will not move away from Hashem in any way, and I won't fall with my sechel into the sitrachra, into the chochmas chitzonius, but rather, rak ezke lehaloi sechli, but rather, I'll be zeche to elevate my sechel, at she ezke al yodoi lasoga selukus. The sechel we're referring here is to that chochmat hatorah, that malchus, that lower level sechel. I will elevate it, and I will use it to help me achieve hasoga selukus. Shehu b'chinas shivisi Hashem lenegdi somed. Rav Nosson Zal now is taking this pasuk apart, piece by piece. And he showed before that shivisi Hashem lenegdi somed refers to hasoga selukus. How does one get to that? Kimimini balemoid, by employing the yamin, which is the chesed. What do you use the chesed for? Rabbeinu Zal shows it in the Kutman to cut away the malchus from the sitra achra. And once you've done that, then you can elevate the malchus, bring it up where? To where it's supposed to connect, to the Oyer Haponim, which shines on the holidays, through the simcha of the holidays, which is actually the simcha of all the mitzvahs of the whole year. V'sehu, and this is why the pasuk continues over there to say, Lochein somach libi vayogel kevoidi. The pasuk says, therefore, as a result of this, my heart is filled with joy and my honor rejoices. Somach libi sebechinas simcha salev shel hamitzvoy shoysen. When the pasuk there mentions somach libi, it's referring to the joy and happiness that a Jew feels as a result of the mitzvahs that they're doing throughout the year. Shezeu b'chinas oyer haponim shebesholish regolim. This is that light of the face of Hashem which shines on the three holidays. Because Rabbeinu Zal there quotes a pasuk. There's a pasuk, leiv sameach yetiv ponim. A heart full of joy will bring goodness into the face. Yetiv ponim. And toiv is oyer. The pasuk says, "Vayara lekimes so oyer ki toiv." So when we talk about the fact that on the holidays there is this oyer haponim, there is this light of Hashem's face, the way that we connect with that is through the simcha of the mitzvahs that we did throughout the whole year. That simcha that's in our hearts and that enters into the heart of the year, which is the holidays. That's what brings forth that great light from Hashem's face that shines down on those holidays. Shemishom chius hamalchus. And it's that light of the Oyer Haponim that gives life to the Malchus. Shehi bechinas kovoid. Malchus is also referred to as kovoid. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, melech hakovoid. So when the Pasuk said there, lochein somach libi, Vayogel kevoidi, that joy, that happiness, that light, that oyer haponim is being shined into kevoidi, into the malchus, to give it new life. Vezehu, now the pasuk continues. Vezehu lochein somach libi. Therefore my heart is joyous. Shehu oyer haponim shel sholosh regolim. That refers to that great light of the holidays. Bechinas leiv sameach yetiv ponim, kama shekos v'sham. As Rabbeinu Zal brings the pasuk over there, that a joyous heart brings forth the goodness of the face, that light of the face. Vaydeze vayogel kevoidi. And that oyer haponim shines into the malchus. Shenimshach simcha v'chius lahamalchus. So that this joy and life is being injected now into the malchus. Shehu b'chinas kovoid, which is synonymous with the word kovoid. Rabbeinu Zal tells us in many chapters in Kut Imran that the Malchus, because it is chochmat hatorah, because it's the lowest one of the midos of Hashem, because it's the closest to the sitra achra, it's always in jeopardy. It's always in jeopardy. That's why the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Harabonos mekaberes es ba'aleho. That Rabbonus Malchus buries the one who possesses it. The Gemara says that the Melech usually dies young or earliest. Of the 12 sons of Yaakov Avinu, Yosef HaTzadik who received a position of kingdom in Egypt died the youngest, the Gemara says. So we see that Malchus is vulnerable. It's close to death, close to the Sitrach and everything. And we always have to try to inject life into it. There's a special, and Rabbeinu Zal throughout Likutuman in many places shows us how we do that. Here he's showing us that the life of the Malchus receives new life, especially on the holidays. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. In that chapter, in chapter 30, Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on it tremendously. And the way that the Malchus receives that life and that light is as a result of the joy of the mitzvahs that we've done the whole year, gathering together and funneling their power into these holidays. That the Pasuk says, Lev Sameach Yetiv Ponim, that the joy of the heart, the joy that comes from those mitzvahs, brings light and life to the face, kaviyochel to Hashem's face. And when Hashem's face is beaming, when it's beaming light and life into the Malchus. That's what's giving life, new life to the Malchus. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues. He's taking a whole pasuk in Tehillim now and showing us how this pasuk is actually following the flow of that chapter in the Likutei Moran. How in that pasuk you can see each one of the concepts that's presented over there in the Likutei Moran lining up one in front of the other. The pasuk continues, Vayidei Zeh, and as a result of all of this, Af Besori Yishkoin Lovetach, so too my flesh will lie in peace. Shehu besar haguf. This is referring to the flesh of the body. Ki bishvil zeh nivra ha'odom. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains, this is one of the main reasons why man was created. For what? Sheyevatesh gufoi. That the person should beat up his body. He should punch out the body like you beat up a piece of leather. Like a person takes a hide, an animal hide, and beats it and punches it, you know, in order to soften it, to be able to be used for what he wants to use it for. Or like a woman takes a dough, you know, they make a dough, and then take the dough and punch it and beat it in order to stretch it out, in order to form the shape that they want it to, a pie crust, whatever it is that they're going to be using. So you have the body, one of the reasons why a human being is created with a body and soul is because our mission is to be mevatesh the gufoi, to beat up the body in a sense, alidei omol v'yegia b'torah b'mitzvos, through the struggle for Torah and mitzvahs. A person has to be able to sit on a chair for a few hours and again concentrate and focus, fighting. He's fighting the body in order to be able to achieve this. Ki odom la omol yulad, because as the pasuk says, man was created to struggle. Which struggle? Ze omal Torah. This refers to that struggle for Torah. K'moshem Razal, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, daf tzadik tes, kitzrichim lamoil baTorah vaAvoida, because a Jew is required to work hard and struggle in Torah and in serving Hashem in Tefillah, ulekadesh ulatayr atzmoi, and to sanctify himself and purify himself kol kach to such a degree. To the point where the person has the ability to transmit to his body the light of Hashem, the understanding of Hashem. This body, this earthliness, this materialism and everything, a Jew by crushing the body and by making the body totally subservient to the neshama, has the ability to allow the body to experience some of what the neshama can experience. To turn the body into a spiritual thing, where the body can share on its level some of the spirituality and the great, the high experiences that the soul experiences. Ki hatzadik hagodol huamiti mesavev imonu besibuvim noiroim koele. Because the true great tzaddik knows how to through all of his methods, through all of his the way that he goes about it, taking Hashem's light and bringing it down and bringing it further down and further down, packaging it for us in such a way Ad sheyoyer bonu hasogas elokus, to the point where the tzaddik can shine into us, into his students, understanding of Hashem, gam ba'oideinu begufeinu, even while we're still in our bodies, even while we're still in this physical, materialistic world. Kedei shiyagia gam lahaguf he'ora mizeh, so that even our bodies should experience some of that light, some of that spiritual light. Because this is called real perfection. This is called finishing the job. When? When a Jew reaches such a level that it's not that when they're sitting and learning Torah, when they're in the Beis Medrash, they're spiritual. When they go out of the Beis Medrash, they go back to being an animal, a beast, but rather to rise to such a level that he works on the body, he works on his midos and everything, and he develops, he beats the body into line and gets the body to synchronize with the neshama so that the body can share on its level some of the experiences, the highs, the spirituality of the neshama. That's the real shleimus. Because again, spiritual beings, Hashem does not need us for that. He's got angels. Angels are spiritual beings. Fires, you know, flames. The greatness of a human being, what makes us superior to them and more important in the eyes of Hashem than angels is the fact that we are a combination of both. We are spiritual and physical, and we have the ability to convert the physical into spiritual.
Exactly. As Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this in chapter 22 in Likutei Moran,
this is what this pasuk is referring to in Tehillim when it says, "Af besori yishkon lavetach." Also, my flesh will lie peacefully, meaning shegam besar haguf yishkon lavetach. The flesh of the body will also experience this tranquility, this peace, this holiness. Through the fact that the person, while he's in the physical world, while he's still involved in eating and sleeping and all kinds of materialistic things, while he's in that state, he is zeicher to recognize Hashem, to realize Hashem, al yedei hatzadik u'emes, via the true tzaddik, sheheir boy hasoga selukus, who shined into the person's spirituality even while he's physically in this world. We know that there are people, there are religious people, learned people, who say that in this world we're supposed to learn Chumash, Navi, Halacha. The spiritual stuff is not for us, and it's not for now. When you drop dead, when you go to Gan Eden, this is the physical world. This world, we got to learn Gemara, Tosfos, Halacha, this is it. The spiritual stuff is when you be 100 years old or 40 boy, all the different numbers, anything to keep us away from that. What some of those people don't realize is that even though Gemara and Tosfos and Rashi are also spirituality, they are also spiritual, but they are microscopic, they are micro in their spirituality compared to Hasoga Silukus, compared to deeper forms of learning. Rabbeinu Zal teaches us in Likutei Moran, in the Torah he mentioned of Lamed Hei, that the great tzaddikim who achieve high levels of spirituality, when they want to go to sleep, they sleep in Gemara Rashi Tosfos. That's their sleep, that's sleep mode. That's when they're dropping down thousands of levels spirituality to come down to the lower levels of spirituality, which are Gemara and Tosfos, compared to, which is called Pashte Oiraisa. Compared to, everything's relative, obviously, compared to Hasoga Silukus, compared to study of secrets of Torah. The Kisei Melech writes that one, I think it's an hour or a half hour, of the study of secrets of Torah Tikkuni Zohar is like a month of Pashtei, of Gemara Tosfos, Gemara Rishon Achronim. So this is to give us tools by which to measure, to understand what we're dealing with.
So here again, there are some people who say, not interested. There's more than enough. When I finish everything there's to finish in Gemara and Tosfos, then I'll talk about that. Until then, it's obviously beyond me. Those people are saying that while I'm in this physical world, I can't achieve that spiritual, that super high level spirituality. It's more than enough for me to stay downstairs. But Rabbeinu Zal teaches us, Rabbeinu Zal's teaching us, that that's not really what and the Zohar HaKadosh, this isn't something that Breslov invented. The Zohar HaKadosh writes about this, that a Jew who dares to have the chutzpah, the audacity, to cut out 25% of Yiddishkeit, to take a scissors and tear out the pages of the Zohar HaKadosh, you know, the Kabbalah, those things, to say, no, let's put that away somewhere. Let's get rid of that, certainly for now at least. We can't touch that, we can't look at that. A person who pushes that, rejects that totally, Chas V'Shalom, about them is written the Pasuk, Al Tihiyu Kisus, don't be like a horse, like a mule who refuses, who has no understanding. The word mule, the Chidosa says, is pshat remez drush. Those people who are learning pshat, who are spending thousands of hours learning Torah, learning Chumash and Rashi and Meforshim and Mishnah and Gemara and Tosfos and Rishonim, if their position is, if their ideology is, that's all there is, or certainly in this world, for this world, that's all there is, the other stuff does not belong in their world, then the Chidozal calls them Pera, that's a mule, that's disgrace, that's disrespectful to Hashem, that's taking a major part, the most important part of Yiddishkeit, and rejecting it, saying this is for Olam Haba, when Hashem did not say that. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal did not say that. The Arizal didn't say that. They didn't say. They made it perfectly clear that light is needed in this world. And that in many cases, even Jews who have not yet learned the entire Shas and the entire Halacha, if we don't give them some of this in a very healthy, careful way, only being done via the greatest of tzaddikim, if we don't give them that, they'll dry up, shrivel out, and they'll cut out of Yiddishkeit. As we see thousands or tens of thousands of Jews, religious Jews, leaving the fold, walking away, because they weren't given any adrenaline. They weren't given any of this spice, any of this spike to charge them up in order for them to really appreciate the Gemara and the Tosfos and the Rishonim and the Halacha and everything. I'm elaborating on this a little bit because of the fact that Rav Nosson Zal's touching, showing us here, based on Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, that again, this is the avoida of the great tzaddikim. Their avoida, they're the ones who have the ability to give their constituents this spirituality while we're still in the physical world. Notice this spirituality, which is called, the Olam Haba is called Shabbos. Shabbos is Olam Haba. So there are people who say, okay, then I'll wait for Shabbos, I'll wait for Olam Haba. And the Gemara tells us, Zochreyu Me'echad Mishabbos, that a Jew is supposed to bring Shabbos into the weekdays also. That sometimes, in order to survive the weekdays, you will not survive it unless you're able to have a taste of Shabbos in it, some of that taste. And that's what the great tzaddikim are capable. They know how to take that great light and how to shrink it, and how to package it properly that it's to a person's benefit. Obviously, if a person tries to do this on their own, without the help of tzaddikim, in most cases, they will fail. Because you're dealing with high voltage wires. You're dealing with very high level spirituality. This is why we have the Zohar HaKadosh, we have the Kisvei Arizal, we have the Sifrei Kabbalah, and then we have the tzaddikim who came after that, the Hasidim, the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, the other great tzaddikim who wrote the Sifrei Chassidus, where they took that incredible high-level light, that light of Kabbalah and everything, and brought it down to a level that it could be fed to regular Jews, even Jews who are not the greatest Rosh Yeshivas, the greatest Goyim, and it could give them, it could infuse them with love for Hashem, respect for Hashem, and it could motivate them and inspire them to want to learn Gemara, to want to learn all parts of Torah, or even if they themselves don't get to do it, to send their kids to yeshiva to have an appreciation, a love for Yiddishkeit and a love for Hashem and a love for Torah, that at least they'll make sure that their kids get put into yeshivas from day one. That if I didn't go to yeshiva, if I didn't have that education, I'm going to make sure that my child from day one is brought up with chumash, with all the bells and whistles, all the details. Rav Nosson Zal still continuing to explain that pasuk. These are the last lines of the first chapter of Tikkun HaKloli, chapter 16 in Tehillim, which begins Michtam LeDavid Shomrini Keil. Rav Nosson Zal is taking the last few lines of that chapter and showing us how those last lines display exactly what Rabbeinu Zal teaches in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Lamed. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk continues, Kiloi sazoiv nafshi l'shoil, because you, Hashem, will not allow my soul to go down into the lowest pits of Gehenna. The word nefesh, before we use the word neshama, we know that there are different words in Lashon Kodesh used to refer to the soul. The word nefesh, just like we said when we speak about Hashem, the midos of Hashem, one of the highest midos of Hashem is chachma, one of the lowest midos of Hashem is malchus. So too, when we speak about the soul, one of the highest aspects of the soul is called neshama. One of the lowest aspects of the soul is called nefesh. Nefesh corresponds to malchus, the lowest level. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, the pasuk says, Ki lo yisazov nafshi l'shoil. You, Hashem, will not allow the nefesh to drop down into shoil. Nefesh u'bechinas malchus ki yadua. We know the Sifrei Kabbalah tells that nefesh corresponds to malchus, haynu b'chinas chochmatato, which is that chochmatato we mentioned earlier. V'ze ki lo yisazov nafshi l'shoil shelo yipol chelkei hamalchus sheli, b'chinas chochmatato sheli, shu b'chinas nafshi, Hashem will not allow my parts of the malchus, my connection to the malchus, which means the parts of my nefesh, my connection to the chochmatato, Hashem will not allow that to fall all the way into the hands of the Sitra Achra. Shehim b'chinas ha-chochmas chitzonius, which is the camp of the secular wisdoms. Shehim ha-Sitra Achra v'aklipois shechoitren lezgabre b'chol eis al-nefesh odom. These are those forces of Tumah that are always digging and trying to do everything they can to overtake, to overcome a Jewish soul, you know, his seichel, to pull him down into chachmas chitzonius, that instead of the person trying to achieve understanding of Hashem and closeness to Hashem, to pull him into these other secular wisdoms as a diversion, as a distraction, and in many cases as a denial of Hashem, Rachman al-Slam. There are many cases where those wisdoms are used, science and so on, to deny the existence of Hashem. They'll replace Hashem with words like nature and all kinds of other terms. But Dovid HaMelech says, however, I am totally confident that you will not allow my soul, my malchus, my chochmatato, to go down into the shoil. Because you will not want your chassid, your righteous person, to have to see the Gehenim, the darkness. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Chasidcho zebchinas horebi, hatzadik ho'emes, ho'oisek betikunoi. The term chasidcho here refers to the great tzadik who is involved in helping all of Klal Yisrael, in rectifying all of Klal Yisrael, in giving us this hasogas elokus. Shebizchusoi v'koichoi ani batuach. It's in the merit and power of this great tzadik that I'm confident that you will not allow my soul to drop all the way down. Because you, Hashem, will not want the tzaddik to have to go down into the garbage, into to those low places. So that the tzaddik will not have to see shachas. So that the tzaddik will not have to stay in the dumps, in the dirt all the way down, to keep pulling us out of there. Ki im chas v'sholem eye b'shol v'shachas, because if I will remain there, if I will remain down below in the dirt and the klipois, bevadai yihye hatzadik horebi oemes mistakel sham b'chol eis b'tzar godoil kedei l'halisenu sham. The true tzadik will be constantly looking down there to find ways to get us out of there. That's his mission. That's his greatest accomplishment. And this is a source of great pain to the tzaddik, seeing Jewish souls in the mud, in the dirt. Because the tzaddik is involved in rectifying me at all times. So therefore, I'm confident, Hashem, that you're not going to leave me down there permanently in the dumps, in the garbage. So that the tzaddik will have to also be involved all the time in the garbage. Therefore, bizchusoi v'koychoi, with the merit of the true tzaddik and with his power, ani batuach, I'm confident, ki loisazoiv nafshi l'shoel, that you will not allow my soul to remain down there, kedei shaloisitein chasidcha shu atzaddik emes l'roi shochas, so that the tzaddik will not have to always be looking at mud, at darkness and blackness. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk concludes, toidieni oirach chayim, teach me the path of life. Soiva samochoi ses ponecho. Joy will fill your face. Shetoidieni ho'oirach v'haderech lovoi l'chaim amitiyim. That you, Hashem, will enlighten me and show me the path to come to true life. L'hamshich chius, to be able to draw that life that comes from that oir haponim that we mentioned earlier, that light. To draw that light and life into the malchus, to give it life. Shehu al yedei oir haponim shebesholish regolim, and this is especially through that great light that shines on the three holidays. Shehu bechinas simchas halev, that's we said was a result of the joy of the heart. Lev sameach yetiv ponim, the joy in the heart. That comes from the accumulation of all the mitzvahs that were done throughout the entire year. That's what generates that light that's beaming kaviyochol from Hashem's face on the holidays. Bechina, as the pasuk says, soiva semochoi ses ponecha, that the joy and happiness will fill your face. If you go back and review this, you'll see how. And if you're familiar with that chapter in the Qumran, that chapter in the Qumran has like seven steps. Rav Nelson Zal took these two or three psukim in Tehillim and showed us how they correspond one by one, how they parallel exactly the seven steps that Rabbeinu Zal is describing over there in Likutei Moran.